In a world obsessed with self-help, it's easy to buy into the lie that the stronger you are, the more impact and power you will have in this world. But God's way is the opposite. Peter understood that more than anyone. He started out his journey with Jesus thinking he had it all figured out. The turning point in Peter's life was his failure to live up to his own perfect standards. After public failure and humiliation, he was ready to quit the Christian life. Instead, the love of Jesus met and restored him. By the time Peter wrote his letter to the church, he was a transformed man. Gone was his arrogance, now replaced with humility. Instead of leading with power, Peter had finally learned that true strength comes from our weaknesses, and that dependence on the Lord is what propels us to our God-given future. In 1 Peter 5:10, he wrote, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." Few things are more powerful than the word of your testimony. Peter learned that without suffering, there is no glory, and that without dependence, there is no freedom. Are you trying to accomplish God's goals in your own strength? The sooner you stop trying to impress God and simply rest in his strength, the sooner you will experience the victory that comes from him alone.